At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. When Senate Republicans abandoned plans to overhaul the Affordable Care Act this week, President Donald Trump blamed Democrats and some Republican senators for the bill's failure. While in Dallas, Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez weighed in on the Obamacare reform efforts. He says Democrats want to work with Republicans to fix problems in the healthcare system, but not if it means more uninsured Americans.
The North Star should always be, are we improving access to quality, affordable health care for people? And the problem all along for Republicans is their bill isn't a health care bill. It's a tax cut for very wealthy people and pharmaceutical companies. We believe health care is a right, not a privilege. And if we can enhance access to health care, we have a lot of ideas on how to improve the Affordable Care Act.
Perez is in Texas to engage Democratic voters. In Austin, he stopped by rallies in front of the Capitol to criticize the agenda Governor Greg Abbott laid out for the special legislative session that's underway. Texas educators held a large rally near the state Capitol building on Monday. Organizers said they wanted lawmakers to know they have a voice and a vote. The educators also wanted to let Governor Greg Abbott know where they stand on his education agenda for the legislator's special session. Several public education issues are on the list of items to tackle, including school choice or vouchers for special needs children, changing how the state funds schools, and giving teachers a $1,000 pay raise. That last one has many in the education community skeptical. It's not clear where the money needed, about $700 million, would come from. If the raise doesn't come with state funding, then it would be up to local districts to foot the bill.
The local districts are strapped. We are spending our money as efficiently as we possibly can. I don't want to see us lose teachers or programs trying to give teachers a pay raise.
That's Tanya Gray, a public school teacher in Abilene. As part of our statewide Texas Decide series, a very special session, we'll answer a listener who asked us some questions about these raises, including who is technically considered a teacher. A story coming up at 10 o'clock this morning during the Texas Standard and this afternoon during All Things Considered. A new web series follows a young woman struggling to re-enter society after prison. This week, our big screen team talks with its North Texas director about the many real-life sources he pulled from to tell the story.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're talking with Yaqui Smith about his new web series called The Beginning and Ending of Everything. Yaqui, thanks for coming back.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So The Beginning and Ending of Everything is about a woman named Angelita, a recovering addict who's trying to start over after serving time in prison. And on top of trying to stay clean and find a job, she's also desperately searching for the baby she left behind, who she thought was in the care of the baby's father. So I was thinking while watching the series that you've made another short film in the last few years called Dawn, which was also about a woman struggling with life after prison. And both with that film and your new series, I feel like you really show how the deck is stacked against people trying to re-enter society.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you know, with Dawn, it really is sort of based on my sister's struggle, who spent some years in and out of prison. And not just her struggle, but many other people who I've watched who have really struggled to reacclimate to society when they come out. And usually when you get out, you know, society isn't kind to you, you know. You can't find a place of employment. Your family sort of has gotten fed up with you because they've heard that I'm going to change a million times. And so I kind of wanted to continue to explore that theme with The Beginning and Ending of Everything.
There's a scene in the first episode where Angelita goes to what appears to be an NA meeting, mm-hmm. and she's listening to a woman share about what can happen when you're an addict, and it's just very real and very raw and very painful. I'm wondering what kind of research you did to make that so potent.
Well, it's interesting because as I was doing research for this, somebody gave me a DVD for, I think it's called the Texas Roundup of AA. And basically they have speakers come up and they deliver a speech. And there was this one woman who delivered a speech that I literally listened to, and I kid you not, for a month straight in my car. Literally there are pieces of her story in that monologue and pieces of a lot of other stories that I was reading as I was doing the research. Because the one thing, I've gone to some AA meetings, and the one thing that really got me, which was interesting, was that there are things in there that you would think were really tragic, and they are tragic, but they can laugh about those things. And I was like, man, this is very, very different from what I expected to walk into. But hearing those stories and hearing how those people overcame those stories and how they can stand there and tell you those stories just straight up and really use those stories that are so painful for them as a way to really try to challenge you to keep going, that's where I really pulled that from. And for me, I mean, that monologue jump starts the entire series because that is the challenge for Aunt Helita. She says to her, are you willing to pay the price? And that's what this whole series is about. Is she willing to pay the price, and is she capable of paying the price?
I know you've got a feature rumbling around in your head, probably more than one. Will this storyline feed into a larger project sometime in the future?
I hope so. You know, I think my goal with the series is that, you know, a network will see it and want to develop it further. I mean, I think this is a story that we've seen, but maybe not quite in this way. And I would love to see this on a major network, a Netflix, a Hulu, or HBO, or somewhere like that, because I think a lot of people can really identify with this story. And so if that happens, this will be the next thing that I actually come out with.
Well, yeah, Keith Smith, we normally say you teach film at UT Arlington, but now, to be correct, we need to say starting this fall, you will be teaching film at UT Austin.
Yes, I've been here for 8 years at UTA, loved it, loved my students, loved the faculty, loved the university. But, you know, UT came calling, and I think it was time for a change, and so I'll be starting there in the fall.
Well, congratulations. We wish you the best of luck, and don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
You can stream the first two episodes of The Beginning and Ending of Everything on the show's Facebook page. There's a link at artandseek.org. Episode 3 is out tomorrow. For the day, a heat advisory is in effect for the listening area until Saturday. Otherwise, mostly sunny and hot skies today with a high near 99. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low around 81. It's about 83 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 8:30.